Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bang through some headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour so we can get back on track. I will tell everyone, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we've got a chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. And the prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. You can go to WQAM.com to enter the contest. It's a national contest. One other note, the Heat opened their season this week. We've got tickets every hour tomorrow for Heat and Knicks on Sunday at the Kaseya Center. So make sure you're listening to Joe Rose in Hollywood tomorrow morning, Tobin and Leroy in the middays, us in the afternoons for your chance to win tickets every single hour for the Miami Heat right here on the radio home. For your Miami Heat, 104.3 FM WQAM. Did you know, Crowder and Solana, that I don't know if you saw the extension that Kevin Durant signed, Crowder, over the weekend. With that extension, Kevin Durant now has, according to Shams Charania, the highest career earnings in NBA history.
Wow.
Passing LeBron. KD is now at $598.2 million. LeBron is at $583.9 million. You're gonna have to unmute your mic, Crowder, if you want to participate.
Okay. I'm here. Katie, you might have jumped around and get bad mouthed and all that, but financially I think those are great decisions.
Pretty staggering how much money he's made and how much success he's had in the NBA.
Yeah.
But he's talked about as a guy where you question every. It's a very strange existence that Kevin Durant must have, because he's a two-time champion. He's the highest earning. I mean, he's a freak of nature. We'd never see, probably will never see someone like him again. But the way he's talked about is probably not commensurate with the success that he's had. Complete aside, because I was just thinking this as I was saying this, because I texted this to Whittingham and Appel yesterday. I think it was Sunday Night Football. Kenan Thompson did the open for Sunday Night Football. I don't know if you guys were watching. Do you know who Kenan Thompson is, Crowder?
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. I was saying to them, do you think Kenan Thompson has the amount of fame and notoriety that he should have? He has been on Saturday Night Live for 23 years. He's had sitcoms on NBC. He was on Nickelodeon, of course.
Kenan Mikkel is how I know him, yeah.
He has been, though, on Saturday Night Live, that's network television, on network television for over two decades straight. And I don't think his fame level is commensurate with the success level that he's had in entertainment?
No, not at all. And he
not
had,
at all.
Like a lot of people on Saturday Night Live, they go on to do bigger and better
huge,
things.
Like huge movies, huge careers. And
he had Good Burger.
Yeah.
Great movie.
It is strange, right? I think there's an analogy to be made with Kevin Durant there, but somehow. I don't know what it is. Someone get back to me on email.
I think it has more to do with the fact that Keenan is comfortable with just being SNL.
No doubt.
And just being like a cast member.
But he should be an A-list star based on the amount of network television exposure that he's had over in my son's life. My son is 21 years old. There has never been a year where Kenan Thompson's not on network television.
But I don't think
Kenan Thompson has nearly the star power of a zillion people who've come out of SNL.
Is he on the top 10 of SNL characters ever?
No.
Bingo.
He's
a role player. He's an SNL role player.
But there's
an SNL star.
Right? There's guys like Michael Che, for example. I would call him an SNL role player. He does weekend updates.
Only
with
does
Colin
weekend
Jones,
update, yeah.
But he's done specials. He does his own comedy tour.
Well, I think Kenan has done specials. I just don't think you know about them.
Ooh, I don't think so. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm a big Kenan Thompson fan.
I don't think you are.
Oh, he's a big everybody
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, he's a big kayaker.
I love Kenan Thompson. Kenan and Kel is one of my favorite sitcoms ever growing up. I was a religious watcher of All That, which is where he came from on Nickelodeon, Nick at Night back in the day. I'm telling you, like, maybe he's done he's gone and performed a stand-up here or there, but has he done a tour? Has he done a special? I don't think so.
But in other words, you do that stuff because you're a big star. It's not.
He's big enough to where he could do a tour. 100%.
You think he could do an arena?
No.
Arena? No. But could he go to, for example,
the Improv?
Sell out the Fillmore. For sure.
One show at the Fillmore.
I'm not talking about one show at the Fillmore. I'm saying like the Fillmore around the country.
Do you think Kenan Thompson would sell out the Fillmore in Miami Beach?
100%.
I don't know that he would.
I bet you he's got hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers.
But again, he's got hundreds and thousands of people who have watched him for 20 years. I'm not saying he's not a star. For whatever reason, it's not commensurate with what it should be.
1.1 million Instagram followers.
Yeah.
This dude could 100% sell out Hard Rock Live if he wanted to.
I don't think you're right. How difficult it is for comedians to sell out venues.
I think you're understating his fame.
You would go see him do stand up anywhere that he's at.
Why doesn't he have Netflix specials and things
but
like that?
But my point is we're looking at it as he doesn't do these things because he's not famous enough or he hasn't grown his star enough, and I'm telling you, Kenan Thompson, his star is that big. He just probably doesn't want to do it. He's not interested. He's comfortable doing what he's doing, which is SNL, and that's it.
That's where I think you're wrong, though. I don't think he's just doing SNL. I just don't think you know what else he's doing because I think he's playing smaller venues and stuff.
Is he that talented? He's like goofy.
He's funny, but like, yeah, he's not like Chris Rock. Thought-provoking.
Yeah, like Kevin Hart. Like, it is a movie. He's in, like, Heavyweights and things like that. Like, he's a goofy co-star.
But there's a lot of goofy co-stars who end up going on and doing their own tours and doing their own specials and end up in movies.
I'm just telling you, someone who's been on network television for over 20 straight years should be more famous and have more star power than Kenan Thompson. I cannot believe I'm having this conversation.
He's 47. He's 7 years old. Movie was Mighty Ducks.
I'm just looking at at his Instagram. He was on Peacock and NBC's coverage of the Olympics last year along with Kevin Hart. Like, he's doing things.
Right.
He's being asked to do things.
I get it, but I watched him introduce Sunday Night Football last night. They asked him to do things, but I think half the country's looking at him going, who is that introducing Sunday Night Football? Yes.
1.1 million Instagram followers, Hawk. That's impressive.
Yeah, but it's not earth-shattering.
It's for a comedian? Go around, look up your favorite comedians. None of them get close to a million followers.
Let's see. Crowder. Let me see what Crowder. He's my favorite comedian.
Crowder's got 325,000 Instagram followers.
You
which,
do?
Which wow. is impressive, by the way.
Sebastian Maniscalco. That's my favorite comedian.
Who?
2.1 million Instagram followers.
Never heard of him.
He's
and
funny.
He's doubled Kenan Thompson on Instagram. I'm not certain your argument holds,
okay.
holds water.
Let's do this one, Solana. Kevin Hart. That you know, he's equal. They were together.
No.
176 million followers.
My point is, Kenan Thompson, if he wanted to, could be doing what Kevin Hart has done. I'm not saying he can be Kevin Hart,
right.
but he could be doing the same type of things
that
Kevin Hart has done.
175 million Instagram followers.
Not turning down any opportunity, any check. And I don't think
Kenan Thompson is turning down opportunities and checks.
A man of integrity.
You think they offered Kenan Thompson a role in Black Panther?
Kenan Thompson.
They wanted him to be Black Panther, and he said, nah, give that to
Kenan Thompson is turning down checks. You know why? Because the checks from Nickelodeon are still cashing as well.
The Instagram thing sounded good when it came out of your mouth, but now that I'm checking other comedians, he's so woefully behind them, and he's been on network television for 20 years.
I looked up his net worth thinking, this guy's made some good investments. He's probably close to 100 million, so he's worth $9 to $13 million.
Yeah. Maybe. I think he's on my level.
Maybe he should be doing the improv, man.
big bank takes little bank. We got
Marcos. Marcos is texting me. He says Kenan Thompson could sell out an improv weekend, not a Hard Rock Live weekend.
What does he know?
As of now, he leverages his name in a Kenan Presents manner to have local talent on a show, on a showcase with his name on it.
So what are you saying? He's not funny.
No, I think he's really funny. I don't think his fame is commensurate with the amount of exposure that he's had. And I don't know what the disconnect is. This is the most bizarre conversation to be having after the Dolphins, Hurricanes, Panthers. But I don't think his fame is where it should be. And I don't know why. Why don't people love Kenan Thompson?
Can we give DBJ, welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Yes.
Can I take your
100%.
Order?
100%. Put that down. That's a good one. I feel like we gave that to him once.
He's not a comedian. Like, he doesn't have a set. He's not an actor.
Well, I think
like,
he does have a set, though.
No. Marcos just said he does present.
Right, because I think he's been honing his set for 25 years.
He's not a great actor. He doesn't have range as an actor. He's an ad-lib guy. Like, he can do... He is perfectly made for Saturday Night Live.
Anyway, let's get to... Did I introduce headlines already? I don't know what I did.
I don't know, but how about this?
Oh, we're talking
about KD. Oh, yeah, KD. Mm. How about this?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I'd like to revisit that Kevin Durant conversation, by the way, because I do think there's an interesting thing where we do with athletes where it's like title or bust. And Kevin Durant,
he's got two of them.
Kevin Durant, yeah, but nobody respects the titles because.
But that's crazy because it's titles or bust. Except now we need to respect your title. What? Like what?
Yeah, but Kevin Durant might be, I'm not kidding, the most unique NBA player we've ever seen. And when you're just talking about the greatest of all time, without legacy, I'm just talking greatest players to step on a basketball court.
Someone, when you say greatest player, someone who could do more than anyone else could do.
I'm not saying legacy. I know Jordan, 6 championship appearances, 6 rings. I'm saying you're building a team and you just want the most talented players ever. Michael Jordan's on that list. LeBron James is on that list. Magic Johnson's on that list. Kevin Durant's on that list.
He should be.
People don't consider him a winwinner, and they think he
which lacks, is crazy. He's got 2 championships.
Yeah, and they think he lacks, you know, the mental fortitude of a champion.
Which is crazy. He's got 2 championships.
And he was the best player playing alongside Steph Curry on those championships.
Right.
He's not likable.
Well, that's part of it.
That's what it is. He doesn't. It's weird for me
likeable,
to say he doesn't.
Though.
He's not like he does not. He doesn't cater to anybody. He doesn't try to say things and make people comfortable around him. He's just I think he's an introvert that got forced to be an extrovert and is mad that people made him that. And he's just like he's not a likable person.
I think there's a huge part of him that would like to be inconspicuous, mm-hmm. and it is impossible at that size to ever be inconspicuous as long as you live. And I think that's part of his personality, and he'll never be able to. So he has to lean into a personality that maybe he's not totally comfortable with.
I could see what you're saying, Crowder, about LeBron. I like LeBron, but I understand why people don't. Not likable. I get it because he does a lot of corny things and he tries to be somebody he's not. It's so obvious. I think Kevin Durant genuinely is who he is. I don't think he's not likable. I just don't think he does anything that makes you say, oh, wow, I like this Kevin Durant guy. You know, like he's not doing anything in the past decade after he stopped going on Twitter with his Twitter fingers he's not doing anything. He's not doing commercials. He's not doing anything.
He doesn't do commercials. He doesn't, like, yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't buy himself out. He doesn't just take checks. But y'all heard me say this number of times. When a person that does, like Hawk says, wants to be inconspicuous, is an introvert, honestly opens up to the world with his mom, you're the real MVP, and he started crying, and the entire world made fun of him.
Yeah.
Y'all created a villain.
Yeah, you shut down. All of a sudden, you have a thick skin where you have a callus built up around you that you didn't have before. You were naive before.
Yep. When y'all laughed at his mom, you made him into Bane.
Shane Gillis has 2.5 million followers. I actually think Kenan Thompson has some of the fewest follower numbers of any comedian on the planet.
He's not a comedian.
Yeah, is he just not a comedian?
Well, I mean, he's kind of made a career in comedy, though.
In entertainment, because he's not an actor and he's not a comedian.
I don't know. I feel terrible for him. All right, let's do a headline real quick.
There's an important headline here. Right. Adam Schefter tweets out.
Headlines are sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
What happened to Kel? That's what I really want to know.
Well, you want to talk about, like, I mean, that guy has to look. And I'm saying Keenan's not, you know, his celebrity isn't right. Like, Kel, like, great team player. It's the Hall and Oates situation. Daryl Hall is so much more popular than Oates.
What's Kale's net worth?
$47,000.
He can't be good, man. Raheem Morris, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, that's the Dolphins' next opponent. You wanted to look ahead to Atlanta. Has told reporters today that Michael Penix has bone bruises in his foot that leaves him day to day.
Who's their backup? Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
Mike Penix didn't look good last night.
Kirk Cousins will throw for 400 yards against the Dolphins because he's good and he's the guy who comes in situations that makes you believe, oh my God, we should have him as our QB?
That's why they gave him $100
million. The Dolphins should send training staff to Michael Penix's house and massage his feet.
What the hell are the Falcons doing with Kirk Cousins anyways? They're forcing him to rot on the bench the final couple seasons that he could actually be contributing somewhere else?
They mishandled the hell out of it by giving him 100 and then drafting Penix. But I don't think other teams are going to pay Kurt's good, but Kurt's not worth $100 million.
No, I get it, but
this can't be right. Jimmy says Kell's net worth is estimated to be $500,000. Net worth?
As of the late 2024.
Wow. I mean, net worth? I mean, that includes his car.
Made some good investments.
There's a good burger, too?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know Kel is like lining up scripts for Good Burger 3, yeah. 4, 5. You know it's Keenan who's saying, no, I don't have time.
1 month ago on the Today Show, Kel Mitchell talks Kel's Burger Fest and possible Good Burger 3.
Oh, my God. He's doing a Burger Fest?
This poor Solana, guy. You didn't know that was a Good Burger 2? Because you're a huge Keenan Thompson fan.
It's on Paramount Plus.
All right, what else? Anything else?
Mike McDaniel, in case you missed it, spoke today, said, despite after the loss yesterday, saying everything's on the table. Well, benching Tua is not, apparently, because that's off the table.
It was on the table for 3 hours, and now it's off the table.
And the Miami Hurricanes dropped to number 9 in the AP poll. The Panthers play tomorrow. They're on a 4-game losing skid. They lost to Buffalo. They got shut out Saturday. They close out their 5-game road trip in Boston. That's on ESPN tomorrow, by the way. Mm. That goes up against NBA opening night. And the Heat play Wednesday, preseason game. The Florida Gators fired Billy Napier. And Leo Messi did lock up the Golden Boot. First time he does that with MLS. 29 goals in 28 regular season matches. He also had a league-high 19 assists. Inter-Miami finished as the third seed in the Eastern Conference, just 1 point back of the first and second seed. They clinch home field advantage for the first round. They play Nashville in a best-of-3 series. Game one is Friday night at Chase Stadium.
All right.
I know we're up against it, but quick reaction to Shohei Ohtani.
People are arguing it's maybe the greatest performance in a baseball game in the history of baseball.
That's crazy. That's video game stuff.
It was nuts. 10 Ks, 3 home runs in the postseason, not just a regular season game. Unbelievable.
To clinch the pennant.
What LA fans get to witness on a day in, day out basis with that guy on the team is just remarkable.
Your weather? Sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillzoneAC.com.
He's why I got that Dodgers jersey, that game-worn Dodgers jersey.
Isn't it his?
It's his, yeah. Yeah.
You have a Shohei game-worn jersey?
I do.
Wow.
What? Hawk, it would be down to your knees.
What are you talking about?
You and Shohei are the same size.
Well, yeah, I think we're probably. I was in Japan. I was there. I went there on vacation. I was probably a big guy there.
Hawk, you gave Shohei a call. Y'all hung out.
Hawk was Shohei's bookie for the past 2 years.
That's why he went over there. Okay.
Hawk just reprimanded me in the previous hour for looking outside to do the weather, but this is why I do it, because I give you up-to-date, up-to-the-minute accuracy with my weather reports. Mm. According to my app, partly cloudy, and Hawk, as you look outside, it's raining right now, so watch out for rain, South Florida.
All right.
That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Would you like some letter grades? I'm just gonna give you a couple of letter grades from the Dolphins from Hal Habib in the Palm Beach Post. Quarterback. You want the
G H I J K.
I mean anything after an F. And he gives him an F. A week after calling out teammates, Tua Tagovailoa fumbled three times, although he didn't lose any of them. When the Dolphins desperately needed a spark, he threw a pick six on a too-high pass to Devon Achane. He essentially added a second pick six later and finished with three interceptions. He was benched in the fourth quarter, giving way to rookie Quinn Ewers. The grade is an F. Coaching from the Palm Beach Post, also F. an F, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was sloppy, disjointed, a Dolphins team against a team that also entered the game at 1-5, this team was not prepared to play. That in itself is shocking, but I believe true. There were a couple other grades. The only one I'll read you is receivers. What would you give the receivers?
An F.
I would give them an F as well. Hal was a little bit more generous than I would have been. He gave them a D. He said the Dolphins need Jalen Waddle to step up with Tyreek Hill out. Series after series went by with him invisible. It didn't help when tight end Darren Waller left the game with an injury, yet he gave them a D. Maybe Malik Washington was the saving grace. I don't know.
The Darren Waller thing, we talked about it when they signed him. He's old. He took a year off. This was inevitable. I didn't know it was going to be potentially season ending.
He's week to week is what I read.
Yeah,
he's week to week.
It wasn't – there was no full tear of the pectoral muscle. Looks like it's a strain.
But that's what kept him out at the beginning of the season, right? The pec?
I thought it was a hip injury.
Oh, it was? Yeah. I thought it was pectoral.
No. Well, maybe at the very, very beginning. But what he missed the first 3 weeks of the season was his hip.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was pectoral.
He came in with some lower body – because I remember us talking about, like, the compensation. Then it went hip, and now it's pec. Yeah. He's old, man. He's old. Yeah.
McDaniel said he'll likely miss the next two games.
What else has McDaniel said? Anything that anyone wants to hear?
Mm-mm.
Christ almighty.
He could turn the play calling over to somebody. That gives you a little two-week leeway.
I mean, what on earth would he do if he wasn't calling the plays? I'm not even kidding. Like, what is his value to the team if he's not calling plays?
You know what? I am speechless, which is bad for his coaching.
I mean, literally, like, what, morale booster? Like, he's the last guy. Like, he, again, I like Mike McDaniel a lot. He has zero value to the team if he's not calling the offense.
It's the leadership thing we talked about, we questioned in the summer. Coaches and players. Now, give me either one, 83 of y'all, give me a player you literally walk into a fire with.
Right. I mean, that's the problem. That's the problem. But here's the thing. You know, sometimes you go into a season, you know you've got a loser roster, or you know that it's, you know, dead man walking or whatever. And again, I know there are people who are texting the show at the beginning of the show. Oh, we knew this. You're the only one who didn't know it. Nah, no one knew this. No one knew this.
No.
No one knew what happened yesterday was even on the table.
No.
And so you could have had all the ill thoughts that you had about the Dolphins. No one saw this kind of regression from 2023 to 2024 to now 2025. And then within its own season itself, no one saw the game that happened in Cleveland yesterday happen.
They're the worst team. If it wasn't because the Jets are literally maybe the worst team ever assembled, they're the worst team in the NFL.
Oh, without question.
Nobody saw that. I thought this team had major holds. But to be this bad, Crowder, I mean.
So, Hawk, you were way more optimistic than Solana and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was squirreling. Because I was saying, oh, you know, it's going to be high-scoring games. I don't think the secondary is going to hold up. But the front seven is going to be good. So I was making bright points in my mind. You told me that they're going to be 1-6 and lose to Carolina and Cleveland. I would have bet you money. I'd have lost all my money if you made that bet.
And score 6 points.
Did I read something that Tua's thrown one touchdown in, like, the last – 4 games, 5 games, is that correct? I don't even, I may have misread that.
I think he has 10 interceptions and 11 touchdowns right now. I'd have to look it up, but no, because he had the game-winning touchdown pass last week. He had the touchdown pass in Carolina to Jalen Waddle as well. But, Hawk, to your point about Mike McDaniel, and I genuinely do like Mike, and I think with a good enough roster, he could be a head coach. You guys know I haven't necessarily bought into the whole leadership thing as much as other people. And I'm clearly wrong. I'm telling you, I'm clearly wrong because yesterday, 11 penalties. You can't defend that at this stage of the game. You can't defend that. That's clearly a team that's just not disciplined. That resembles the head coach. He's 10-21 on the road as a head coach. 11-20 in his last 31 games. You know what that takes you back to? Tennessee Monday Night Football against the Dolphins. Since they lost that game, they're 11-20 overall. And with the loss yesterday, he's 29-29, which is exactly .500 in the regular season overall, and 29-31, which includes 0-2 in the playoffs. I mean, he's just not good. You know,
like, yeah. No, we've got a big enough sample size.
Yeah,
now. Yeah.
Just not.
Yeah. I wonder. If he did have a mobile quarterback, though, how much that would change?
But it doesn't matter, right? Because at the end of the day, he was brought here to fix
Tua. Yeah.
And he might deserve a little bit of credit, a little bit, for putting Tua in a position to succeed. We saw it in 2023. But at the end of the day, it's what drove me nuts last year when Tua missed those 6 games. I don't care who's out there. Your job as the coach is to maximize your roster, and I get it. You can't make Tim Boyle, Skylar Thompson, and Snoop Huntley look like Super Bowl caliber players, but you can at least over 4 games or 6 games have some direction on the offense, and there was zero progress made. And I think that's what he's struggling with right now. His scheme's not working, and what he wants to do is not working. But as OG has been saying for years, they don't have another plan. He doesn't have another plan.
When you put something on that tape, the smartest defensive minds in the world now have another 60 plays to look at, another 60 plays to break down, and he's not adjusting. Like, Kyle Shanahan can do it. He's doing it year after year after year. He's still, when I beat the Falcons, like, he's figuring out what they're doing.
With Mac Jones.
And combating it with Mac damn Jones, with Brock Purdy. I don't say Kyle Shanahan fixed Brock Purdy. Kyle Shanahan maximized Brock Purdy. Is McDaniels doing that with Tua? No chance.
Unless he was really, really bad.
Brian Flores was playing Ryan Fitzpatrick over him.
We got to take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. I've just been notified of what the Funky Buddha Eat the Enemy menu item will be. in Atlanta? Any guesses? Ooh. Anybody want to make any guesses?
I'm from Atlanta. Chicken.
Maybe. I'll let you know during the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. That's a radio tease. What are your thoughts on Kevin Durant and his fame level compared to Kenan Thompson? Also, what is on the menu at Funky Buddha this Sunday and Sunday only? You will find out only on this station.
That was a long tease.
And it was terrible. And I've already done the Kenan Thompson, Kevin Durant thing. I'm not doing it again.
You got some time.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.